BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The British Prime Minister, Theresa May, has said she is appalled and shocked by the death of Don Sturgis, one of two people infected last week with the nerve agent Novichok. Police have launched a murder inquiry. Here's Frank Gardner.
Hospital staff in Salisbury said they did all they could to save the life of Dawn Sturgis, a 44-year-old mother of three. She died late on Sunday after being on life support, while another victim, Charlie Rowley, remains in critical condition. Around 100 counter-terrorism detectives were already working on this investigation. The working hypothesis is that the pair became contaminated after touching a poison container left over from the March attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal. The death of Dawn Sturgis now changes the investigation to a murder inquiry, with all the diplomatic and security ramifications that carries.
The BBC political editor says David Davis, the government minister responsible for negotiating Britain's withdrawal from the European Union, has resigned. The news comes 2 days after a critical cabinet meeting, at which the outlines of a fresh set of proposals over Britain's future economic and political relations were apparently agreed. Rescue teams in Thailand are resting overnight before they resume the operation to extract the remaining boys and their football coach, stranded for 2 weeks in a vast flooded cave system. Four boys were brought to safety on Sunday. They had to use scuba gear for the first time in their lives as they made their way to safety, tethered to experienced divers. Daniel Johnson is at the caves.
The fact that this method of extracting the boys, of getting them out by having essentially taught them in the toughest circumstances, the most difficult part of scuba diving, the fact that that actually has succeeded really has raised hopes that there will be a happy ending for this story all round. But clearly there is more work to do. But having shown that four boys have been able to make it out alive and are now able to receive treatment, there is a great deal of hope here that the rest will follow via that same route.
State media in Syria have claimed that its military air defence systems have shot down an Israeli warplane during an attack on the T4 airbase in Homs province in the south of the country. BBC News.